From Indian Mounds Wilderness to Davis Mountains State Park and South Padre Island to the Golden Spread. When Texans learn what's happening, it's From Pratt on Texas. Get ready. Here comes Robert Pratt.
From the True Texan Studio, I'm Robert Pratt, and this is the Texas Hour from Pratt on Texas, your home for Texas political and news analysis without a liberal corporate management muzzle or leash. Our Lone Star story of the day, why are so many people focused upon gun violence, quote-unquote gun violence, as opposed to violence, no matter the tool? A gun is a neutral tool. It can lie there and do nothing. It can be used for good or used for bad, as our anti-wimp update today shows. So why do so many people act as if the inanimate object, the gun itself, is a cause of violent behavior? Sort of like blaming cheap motels for adultery, I guess. We're going to talk about that and more. Our Lone Star story of the day, sponsored by Allied Compliance Services. Truckers and fleet owners, Allied Compliance Services is your best friend in compliance with DOT testing regs. Reach the best in compliance at alliedcompliance.com. The Texas Supreme Court over the weekend slapped down the effort by liberal judges to claim that Texas laws aren't Texas laws just because they've been around a while, meaning the existing laws that Democrats themselves never repealed when they controlled the state, banning abortions. In other words, that judge isn't getting away with claiming that the state law isn't the state law. We've got border and other news upcoming, my friends, all ahead. Listen to the show anywhere, anytime, whenever it fits your schedule. Get the podcast of today's show and long-form interviews at prattontexas.com. It is, my friends, a great day to be a Texan. Let's dive into some of the big news over the weekend. The Texas Supreme Court has put a stay on the ruling from that Harris County District Judge Christine Weems, who last week issued a temporary restraining order against enforcement of Texas laws against that ban, most abortions. She said, "Oh, you can keep on going until the new laws kick in." And I told you how ridiculous this was. The idea last week, I did an entire bit of the show on what are called dead letter laws. And I said, this is an absurd interpretation. Because a dead letter law is a law that's on the books. Everybody, times change. Maybe you don't even have horses and buggies anymore. And there was a law about how you hit your buggy to your horses. And the law just remained on the books. And yet the left was out there trying to claim that the existing laws banning abortion in Texas were dead letter laws. Well, now, wait a minute. You can't make that claim. It's absurd to make that claim because the law was being enforced in Texas. That's why we have Roe v. Wade. That is a case out of Texas against the state of Texas law making abortion illegal. And so that law was enforced right up until the moment the United States Supreme Court basically trashed its constitutional duty and decided to become a legislature on this issue and passed Roe v. Wade. Those laws have remained on the books. That is obviously one of the biggest political issues of these decades past. It's not a dead letter law. The law's just been, and you've been, and remember what I told you, courts cannot, despite what's reported sometimes, and even I might say informally, courts do not overturn or repeal laws. They simply enjoin the law from enforcement. In other words, they make it where you cannot enforce the law. That didn't make Roe v. Wade a dead letter law. And this judge thought she was being cute last week, I guess. I don't know. She's obviously one of these people that thinks it's a great idea for people to go kill little babies in the womb. That didn't make it. Supreme Court, our attorney general sought relief from the Texas Supreme Court, and they acted over the weekend. I can't remember if it was a late Saturday, I think late Friday night. No, I think it was a Saturday, late Saturday decision where the court indeed paused this. Now, they'll have to litigate this stuff in the coming weeks. Litigation will continue over that particular issue. But the Supreme Court, on the face of it, at least stopped that order from that Harris County District Court meaning that for right now, the existing law in Texas is enforceable. Not the new laws passed, but these are the laws passed under the Democrats. And by the way, carried on the books by Democrats way into the Ann Richards era, where she did nothing to try to repeal these laws, you lefty Democrats out there. So Ken Paxton said over the weekend, pro-life victory, thanks to my appeals, Supreme Court of Texas has slapped down the abortion providers in the district court carrying their water. Our state's pre-Roe statutes banning abortion in Texas are 100% good law. Litigation continues, but I'll keep winning for Texas unborn babies. And again, litigation will continue on this, but the court acting in a right manner on this issue. And let's see, how did the Texas Tribune's headline on this story by Zach Despart says, Texas can enforce 1925 abortion ban, state Supreme Court says. I bring that up to point out to you that this was the narrative I told you at the beginning of last week where we're going to continue to see what in Texas. And it's been true. In other words, somehow, I guess stupid people, I mean, how long's murder been illegal? How long's burning your neighbor's house down been illegal? You get it? You think about it? Those things have been on the books from the beginning. But the whole attempt here was, 1925, I mean, that can't be enforceable. I mean, that's 1925. That's laughable. But it works on people, and they're still continuing with that narrative. Well, those laws are from the 1920s. I've even seen pieces that start out, laws from the 1920s. So most of your criminal code, assault, killing, kidnapping, I mean, laws may have been updated over the years, but they've been on the books since before 1925. So does that mean our entire body of laws out there, criminal statutes, are suspect because, well, they might have been passed in 1903 or 1902. See, I don't remember which biennial year the ledge met, so I don't want to be said, Pratt didn't even know the legislature didn't even meet that year. What about 1885? And that is, it's interesting. And it's interesting how well that very lightweight, non-intellectual narrative works with people to me, because I've seen a lot of copycat stuff in the last week. Oh, these laws are old. And that's why I'm stressing to you Democrats who just, you know, whose daughter runs Planned Parenthood, Richards, Ann Richards' daughter, runs the world's, you know, biggest or nation's biggest baby-killing organization, Planned Parenthood, or did run it in the past. I think Cecile Richards still does. I don't remember. You know, I hate to remind all you Democrats talking about all this, but the Democrats controlled the legislature all up through that time and past the time of Ann Richards, and she, y'all didn't repeal the laws. You didn't ever repeal them, and they knew they were on the books. Don't kid yourself. Abortion was, you know, massive issue in the Reagan campaign of 1980. Abortion issues, Roe v. Wade, that's been one of the biggest political issues. Ask yourself about your own party and why it didn't repeal those laws. Fact of the matter is, just like a lot of the narrative in pieces out today are saying, well, you know, most people, it seems like a majority support abortion. They don't. You have to look at who's doing the polling on what they ask. Our existing laws, unlike the lies you're being told by people, just ignorant people or outright liars, don't ban abortions in all cases. Life of the mother and all the other stuff they're claiming, like miscarriages and stuff, nothing to do with it in the law like that. It's just crazy. The narratives on all of this are interesting. There's a narrative, though, that Republicans are pushing themselves into and letting the left push them into that'll affect us all in the upcoming legislative session. And it's sort of like, well, if you're going to ban abortion, you got to support a socialist welfare state. We need to talk about that.
It's time for Pratt to breathe. Pratt on Texas returns in a moment.
If you're sick to death of the mainstream news, we invite you to check out 21st Century Watch magazine. We cover developments we have no choice but to watch from a biblical perspective. Not only is it priceless, it's free. Call 903-561-7070 and 21stcenturywatch.com. That's 903-561-7070 and 21stcenturywatch.com. A little hope would be nice.
For decades, throughout West Texas, Tommy Klein Construction has been a leader in commercial construction. That experience is your assurance that Tommy Klein Construction can do your job right the first time and understands all the government codes with which you must comply. Tommy Klein Construction satisfies state HUB and federal woman-owned business requirements, too. Tommy Klein Construction, general commercial building contractors. Reach them at 806-438-3384, 806-438-3384.
It's bad enough to have your life upended financially, even worse with injury due to accident. Have you thought about what happens when the responsible party doesn't step up to make your loss whole? When you've been injured, the Liggett Law Group will work for you with integrity, advocacy, and results. Call Ted Liggett, the heavy hitter, at 806-744-HURT or visit LiggettLawGroup.com. Don't be cheated. Call Ted Liggett and the Liggett Law Group.
Specialty Trucks of Lubbock. It's in the name, Specialty Trucks. Specialty Trucks of Lubbock finds good trucks and reconditions them to be ready to work for you and your business. Mike and Jason have repeat customers from all over the country, even Alaska. Call 806-687-1115 to get Mike and Jason working for you. Visit SpecialtyTrucksOfLubbock.com and see their inventory. Solve problems and save money with Specialty Trucks of Lubbock. It's in the name, Specialty Trucks. SpecialtyTrucksOfLubbock.com.
Welcome, Texans, and those who wish you were. It's time for more Pratt on Texas. Now, here's your king of the Texas commentariat, Robert Pratt.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas on this post-Independence Day edition of the program. So you've got these narratives out there. Texas wins. The Supreme Court of Texas shuts down this Austin judge, at least for now, who tried to claim that our existing law for almost 100 years, banning abortion is ill. You know, it doesn't matter anymore, but simply because, well, Roe v. Wade, any judge worth being a judge knows that laws don't get repealed because courts rule them unenforceable. They remain there. And if a court goes back on appeal or in any other case overturns that decision, then those laws are there. And the Supreme Court has essentially said that. Now, I was talking about how interesting the narratives are that people fall for. There is a really big narrative that lots of our pretty good folk are falling for, and they need to be pulled away from very cautiously. And that is this narrative that, well, okay, and by the way, it's not just the left is imposing it, by the way. They're doing it very craftily, but a lot of Republicans are taking the suggestion and running with it on their own. And that is this idea that, well, if you're pro-life, if you believe that should not be legal for a woman to be able to kill a distinct human being, you know, it has its own DNA, it's not the mother's tissue, there's a father involved too. If you believe that it's wrong and that they should be able to just kill that baby for their convenience as a form of birth control, you know, after the fact, we've never been against choice, by the way. I mean, choice is... That's the point. We've become a completely dumbed down, stupid society, I guess, if people think the choice is after the fact. It's sort of like, well, you know, yeah, I held up the store with a gun, but I don't really want to go to prison, so why don't I have the choice afterwards to just go back in communist style, rewrite the history? Can't we just open the police log up and remove that police report? Well, the choice was when you went in and robbed the store. Well, in the case of producing a baby in 97, 98%, you know, they love to talk about rape and incest, but the fact is that's even by the lefties' own data, it's what are you talking about? Maybe possibly 2.5 to 3%, maybe that many cases in which an abortion had to do with that. The fact is people have choice. The choice is before they engage in the conduct that can produce a child. Now, this new narrative has me deeply bothered because it's just as it's extraordinarily bad. Let's just use plain language. Had other words in mind like insidious. And that is that because we're going to go back to what was always the predominant position in our nation's history. And by the way, still is in most places in the world. A lot of these celebrities are utter morons out there. They don't understand that most of the European nations' restrictions on abortion are much, much greater than those in the United States, in places. It's just the default position has generally been that abortion's a horrible thing, and in most cases, or many cases, illegal to perform. The idea that you wanted to take that position, and in order to carry that position, no matter whether it's from a position of faith or, you know, a secular point of view, whatever, you have to support a socialist welfare state in order to carry that position. And sadly, that's exactly where we find ourselves. There was a piece by Jeremy Wallace at the Houston Chronicle, the big Hearst papers, and it's out over the weekend, probably in a lot of their papers. Texas legislature looks to boost funding for alternatives to abortion, even with most abortions illegal. Now, mostly what they're talking about here are pregnancy resource centers, and we've been, as Republicans, trying to do this simply as a counterbalance to the fact that public monies have been flowing into the coffers of the abortionists for years and years and years. And we've wanted to say, well, look, that's an unlevel playing field. We need to make sure that there are pregnancy crisis centers and other things that will help people deal with the situation they're in and carry a baby full term and give birth. Now, you know what's happening. I've seen the other stories. Let me give you the beginnings of this. It says key state lawmakers said they're determined to pour even more money into programs designed to discourage women from getting abortions. States already dramatically boosted money for the, quote, alternatives to abortion, end quote. By the way, they never put pro-choice in quotes like that. Programs by more than 450% over the past 6 years. That sounds a lot. The fact is it's a very small amount of money. And Senator Brian Hughes of Mineola says, my focus is to increase the funding for these programs. These services are going to be even more needed going forward. He said he'll be pushing for funding when the ledge convenes in January. Former State Rep Sarah Davis, who is a putative Republican from Houston, a rich neighborhood who's pro-killing babies. She supports abortion. She said she's long been a critic of these programs. Of course, she claims they give out false medical information. Yeah, right. That's sort of like the abortionists that tell you it's not a baby and it doesn't feel any pain. And, oh, let's just make this go away. It's like a pimple. Anyway, she doesn't. She told NBC Nightly News, of course they went to her because she's, you know, not a real Republican. This is a program to make Republicans feel good like they're helping women. Notice when you hear this that it's very interesting when you read these stories and read lots of them, how when they refer to Republicans, it's as if Republicans are all a bunch of old white males. You know, I hate to tell you that in our state and in other states, Republican women office holders are among the top ranks. I mean, there are lots and lots. You know, Sarah Davis was an outlier. She was a Republican member of the legislature and pro-abortion, but there are lots and lots of other women. And my experience going back 35 years, whatever, in working in the party, is that our most staunch pro-life advocates have been women in the political sphere. So I wanted to point out that there's this narrative out there that we need to be careful and talk with our representatives about. Because it's not just for these pregnancy centers. That story just reminded me to bring this up. Because there's all this stuff about trying to shame you into, well, then you've got to fund, you know, prenatal care. You've got to give free. In other words, basically, it's the Democrats pushing the socialist welfare state. All the way up to, well, if you're going to tell them they got to keep their baby, then you got to give them an income. And you got to let them stay home with the baby for years. Except, wait a minute, I thought you feminist liberals didn't believe in that. You know how it is. Republicans are falling for this, and I think that it's just one of those things that, given the whirlwind nature of the situation with the court's decision in the Dobbs case, that we need to tell people, you don't even necessarily have to argue with them right now, but you ought to talk to your lawmakers and others and tell them, you know, give a big pause here before you let these people fool you into railroading you into a welfare state. Because isn't the real issue that what is the best for society is for people to exercise the right choice, in other words, responsibility in sexual relations? And we already know from the welfare state that if you pay people not to work, they don't work. If you set up the welfare state arrangement so as to discourage the nuclear family unit, what did you get? A massive breakdown in the nuclear family unit because people got more money by being single, not having the father in the home and all of that. You've got to slow down, put the brakes on, stomp on them pretty hard here and realize that it's going to be very easy to fool Republicans into going along with this stuff to try to alleviate some of the pressure on them from the leftist press and other places when it comes to pro-life issues. The real issue is we need to talk about our society. We need to be pushing back on the promiscuousness, the libertinism of the sexual revolution, and get back to real choice through responsibility, personal responsibility.
Don't like the breaks? Some say the breaks are better than Pratt. But then again, those folks don't listen.
I tell you, my heart really goes out to those like me who are self-employed.
Michael Hurley of Hurley Benefit Services.
Self-employed individuals have really been the very cornerstone of my agency.
If you're self-employed, you have a special health insurance problem.
I'm trying to help the individual out there who makes too much to qualify for any help, any subsidy or benefits from the government towards their health insurance, but does not have the income to pay the incredibly high premiums we find if you're buying your insurance individually. I'm a policyholder myself. I sleep better at night knowing that I have this coverage in place in a way that won't break the bank and allows me to keep my family covered if something tragic does happen.
Life, health, dental. With the innovative coverage offered by Hurley Benefit Services, you can have individual or group coverage that is a lot better, that costs a lot less. Hurley Benefit Services is independently owned, and they're online at hurleybenefits.com. H-U-R-L-E-Y benefits.com.
Laugh if you must, but friends know that I had a hard time finding words to express how positive my experience was going to the dentist. Not just any dentist, but Dr. Sylvia Suniga of Dental Care. Money matters too, and it cost us less than half of my lowest quote at home to visit Dr. Suniga at Dental Care in Costa Rica. That included a top hotel for a week, fancy dinners, airfare for both Isabel and me, and a private driver, and much more dental work than those local quotes covered. In fact, I had it all done. No wonder my Lubbock neighbor had been using her for his dental work for years. The work was the best I've ever had, the attention to detail more than you'll get here. If you have expensive dental challenges or just need crowns or cosmetic work or implants, learn more about Dr. Sylvia Suniga and Dental Care by clicking the banner at prattontexas.com. See Sylvia's beautiful face and click the banner at my website, prattontexas.com. Finally, having your teeth fixed and beautiful can be affordable and even fun.
Native Texan, or just got here as soon as you could. Welcome to Pratt on Texas. Here's your host, Robert Pratt.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas. I want to get into our Lone Star story of the day about people being focused on gun violence as opposed to violence, no matter the tool, and blaming essentially just a hunk of metal or plastic for people's violent actions. We've got an anti-wimp update in here today, which is demonstrative of how the tool itself is neutral. It can be used for good. It can be used for bad. We'll get to that in a moment. I've got a few other headlines. Uvalde School's police chief has resigned from his city council post. You'll remember he wasn't showing up for the meetings, and they were going to basically remove him if he didn't. And then I guess they were ready for him to go because the local government there said in a statement that resigning was, quote, the right thing to do. He said he's doing it to minimize further distractions. Yeah, I bet. And there was a piece out by Patrick Svitek. I would not have read it had it not been written by Svitek, who's one of the better reporters covering the legislature and Texas politics. He started the Houston Chronicle, works at the Texas Tribune now for the last many years. He had a big piece, how the end of Roe and the Uvalde school shooting could reshape the race for Texas governor. I marked this story up. It was kind of a weekend, actually it wasn't a weekend feature piece. It was out today. But frankly, I like Svitek's writing. It's a piece for people, I guess, who don't follow anything because it doesn't really say anything new. And I don't think there is anything new in that, but it's out there if you're interested. The main parts are just reiterating the point that the border and the economy are the most important things to voters right now. And even though the Democrats claim in some polls that O'Rourke and the Democrat candidate may have a little edge on abortion and stuff, those still aren't the dominating issues. And I take issue with that. I tend to agree with Abbott's people that the race against Wendy Davis was a statewide referendum on abortion rights. That was her whole campaign, and he waxed her with historical numbers. So anyway, that piece is out there at the Texas Tribune. Today in Texas history, on the 5th of July, 1848, Congress passed an act allowing Texas to move its eastern boundary from the west bank of the Sabine River to the middle of the Sabine. We grew up saying Sabine in West Texas, but people in East Texas told me it's the Sabine years and years ago. In 1855, Governor Elisha Pease authorized James Hughes Callahan to cross the Rio Grande into Mexico. Purpose was to punish Apache Indians that were raiding into Texas and then fleeing into Mexico. And in 1956, Slats Rogers, colorful owner of the first pilot's license in Texas, died in McAllen. He was quite a character, my friends. He did the first, I think he was involved flying with the flying just 9 years after the Wright brothers, and was a flight instructor and barnstormer and circus pilot after World War I. He joined the Army for World War I. And there's a story, there's an autobiography I'd like to read someday, Old Soggy Number One, The Uninhibited Story of Slats Rogers. It was published in 1954. He died on this day in 56. And my friends, our look at Texas history, sponsored by our friends at USA Investigations, providing security, surveillance, witness interviews and statements, criminal and civil investigations, and much more. Learn about the team and investigate for detail at usainvestigations.net. All right, let's move over to, yes, as always, I've got a lot of headlines in the stack. It's just not how the show's going to flow today. It's just not how it's going to flow. I'm going to get into this issue, which sort of are headlines, crime stories. There are several here, but it's about the issue of guns. Our Lone Star story of the day, sponsored by Allied Compliance Service. Again, I ask, why are so many people seriously focused on, quote, gun violence? They never say violence, just gun violence. I mean, are you not equally dead when you're run over by a car, when you're poisoned, when you're stabbed to death, when you're blown up, when you're beaten to death? But they always talk about gun violence, particularly Democrat politicians and those aligned with that movement. Why are they so focused on the tool? The tool itself is neutral. Now, we had a big shooting in Haltom City there in the Fort Worth area Saturday night. And, of course, you've heard all about in the posh Tony Highland Park, not Dallas Highland Park, but Highland Park in Chicagoland, just up on the North Shore, the shooting, the despicable sniper style. In other words, it's sort of one of these guys taking the video games to real life in that case. We've got a lot of information out on this jerk that apparently they think is the shooter. I want to talk about this with the stories here. And let's just look at the stories themselves. So let's look at what happened in Haltom City Saturday night. The police, this is in Haltom City, Texas, Fort Worth area. Police, WFIA said, police said they were called to a home in the area about 6:45 in the evening in regard to a shooting. Police said there was one person dead and another injured at the scene. In an update that night, which was 10 p.m. Saturday night, and I saw that because some of the early headlines were the cops were saying it was an ambush, as if, the person set it up for the cops to come and kill cops. They've since backed off that narrative. But in an update at 10 p.m., police said another victim was found dead at the home. According to the police, one of the deceased victims, a man, was found in the driveway while the other woman was found dead inside the home. Saw pictures of this nice neighborhood there. Elderly neighbor called 911, and she was the gunman shot at her. She's hospitalized, expected to be okay after she was struck in the leg. Police responded to the scene, and then that's when, oh boy, I mean, the suspect had not run away. He started shooting at police when they came, and big exchange of gunfire, lots and lots of rounds exchanged. Three police officers were shot and transported to area hospitals, thankfully non-life-threatening injuries. And after searching the area, they found the suspect. They identified him later as Edward Freeman, 28, Freeman or Freeman, F-R-E-Y-M-A-N, 28, and it appears he had killed himself after committing these murders. Yeah, it said hundreds of rounds were fired during the incident, because it's not like TV and these idiot liberals that say you don't need a large capacity magazine. You know, you just point it and they fall over dead. No, it's very hard to hit somebody. Texas Rangers have taken over the investigation. News out today, and I picked it up at Just the News, is that, and I think they got it from the Fort Worth Star-Telegram, that Edward Freeman, the 28-year-old who killed two of his neighbors, injured one more, and shot three responding police officers before killing himself, was enlisted as an infantryman in the U.S. Army from 2014 to 2019, attained the rank, non-commissioned rank of sergeant, and he was also then subsequently joined the Texas Army National Guard, served there as a sergeant infantryman, and he had been awarded medals and commendations for good conduct. He had a really good record. And what this points out to us is that this pie-in-the-sky utopianist idea of mental health, we've been talking about that. Even the experts in this field say that, I'm sorry, there's no way to pick out who's going to become a murderer. A lot of times these are crimes of passion. They happen in just a moment. And I know there's folks that on the right, left say, well, if you didn't have guns, what do you mean if you didn't have guns? You're in close quarters in a home. You just get a wrench and knock somebody over the back of the head and they die of a brain bleed. You take a knife and you kill them that way. There's all kinds. I mean, the ways to commit murder are almost infinite. And that's why, you know, thousands of years before there were firearms, we can see the fallen nature of man in Scripture with individual murder, treacherous premeditated murder, crime of passion murder, and yes, grotesque mass murder in all kinds of stories. It's been going on from the beginning. The gun is simply not central to this.
Pratt's back in a moment after we hear from those who pay the bills.
Ransomware or a virus can completely shut down your business. But with managed services from Jeff Barker Computer Service, you can have the assurance of the world's best virus protection and do so without bloated software that slows your workstations. Jeff Barker Computer Service keeps your machines protected and is there to help if something goes wrong. Get the best, most efficient virus protection from Jeff Barker Computer Service. Visit jbcs.com, jbcs.com, to learn how Jeff Barker Computer Service can help you.
If you're near retirement or thinking about retiring, you probably have questions. How do you make your savings last? How much should you take out and when? You're ready for retirement, but are your finances? Your Edward Jones financial advisor, Mark Miller, can help you build a strategy to help your finances keep up with your needs over the long haul. You've done what it takes to get there. Now it's time to make the most of retirement. Stop by Mark Miller's office at 3849 Oldham Lane in Abilene for a face-to-face appointment. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Gotta stop before they multiply. Gafford Pest Control.
Gafford Pest Control is the Lubbock area leader using state-of-the-art technology to keep our homes, businesses, hospitals, and schools safe and clean. Gafford Pest Control is hiring. If you want to join the team of a stable, local leader, don't wait. Contact Gafford Pest Control today. Gafford is hiring. Contact Gafford Pest Control now.
Gafford Pest Control.
Was your property damaged by wildfire? Winters Dozer Service has the equipment and know-how to get your land cleaned up and back in shape. Some counties may even have state assistance available, so get with Winters Dozer Service now to get your property back in order. And while at it, plan to build future fire breaks with Winters Dozer Service. Get going now? Visit wintersdozerservice.com. That's wintersdozerservice.com.
And now a man who asks, if you're afraid of the law-abiding being armed, just what do you ask businesses to do about criminals? Think a sign effectively bans them too? It's Robert Pratt with Pratt on Texas.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas. I ended by saying that the firearm is simply not central to the idea of violence and murder. And yet, constantly we're barraged with, we've got to end gun violence. As if, okay, so you want other murder? or you want those murders to be committed in some other way? Seriously, you had this shooting in Highland Park during the July the 4th parade. I mean, it's despicable. It's absolutely awful. Now, remember, it's taking place in an area with the strictest gun laws and police enforcement of those laws in the country, the greater Chicagoland area in the state of Illinois. And we're learning today they think this 22-year-old purchased his rifle legally. We don't know. We'll get to that in a moment. But again, all the focus seems to be on the instrumentation of the murder. I mean, it's a July the 4th parade. All he had to do was rent a truck or steal one and pick up or anything like that and just take a side street and floor it. I mean, the police are standing, that stops them bodies? Unless you have massive concrete barriers, and even then you're likely to kill somebody at every side street. That's all it would take. You have people lining the route. You just run a vehicle into them. We've seen these kind of murders here and in Europe and other places. And he probably would have killed more than he did by shooting them. The point is the gun. Why is the focus on guns? And I'll tell you why real quickly. And it's because there is not everybody making the focus on guns is aware of why they've been informed this way and why they're doing this. But it's the international movement to disarm the public. It's the idea that the elites, the monarchs of the world, no matter what kind of titles they have in the modern world, should run the world, and the people should never have the means to stand up for their own liberty. I mean, our founders and framers understood this extraordinarily well. That's why the Second Amendment exists. It wasn't a bunch of old white men that did that, folks. Those were debated by the states and the people of the states, those amendments and that Constitution, for a very long time. The people of this country understood that because they were throwing off a tyranny. They understood what it meant. The movement, the reason the focus is on gun violence, for a lot of people is just a little bit of laziness and brain deadness. I mean, they don't question. They just follow the idea of their heart maybe in the right place. Oh my gosh, violence is terrible. And again, if you're going to go down that utopianist idea that man's going to, I mean, all the leftist movements deny man's nature as sinners and fallen from the will of God. And that's why all their stuff is so bad and fails. But, you know, we get these examples all the time of how the instrumentation, the gun itself is simply a tool. It can be used for good or bad. And that brings us to our anti-whip update. According to the Harris County Sheriff's Office, a shooting happened between midnight and 1 a.m. this morning, Tuesday, July 5th, in North Harris County. Police report that a 58-year-old woman, I think it was an apartment complex, if I remember, was celebrating Independence Day outside with neighbors. A lot of folks gathered, you know, just after midnight when her 2-year-old son arrived. His behavior was described as strange by the neighbors. Apparently, it was a fairly well-attended gathering just by the folks who lived there. The son entered his mother's apartment. He gets there, you know, it's all a pretty compressed timeline. They'd been obviously out enjoying 4th of July and were up late. Son, though, goes and gets in his mother's apartment and retrieves there a semi-automatic rifle and pistol. Or he could have brought it. It's unclear. Some reports say he retrieved it there and just began shooting up the apartments. I guess she followed him in or something, and bullets entered the neighboring apartments, of course, through the walls easily. A 16-year-old girl was sitting at a dining table and fortunately was unhurt. The mother of the shooter then escaped the apartment with her face bloodied, according to reports. She ran out and then ran to hide behind a tree. And her armed son, who had just shown up, you know, at this deal and then started shooting up the apartment, he left the apartment, hunted his mother down, and then began right there, standing in front of her, shooting her in her lower body. That's how most reports described it. So he's standing over her where she was hiding behind a tree. One of the neighbors, all this stuff happens very fast, folks. You can't just call the cops and save a life. Happens very fast. One of the neighbors retrieved his gun, ran to the immediate scene right there, and shot and killed the 22-year-old, the son, who was trying to kill his mother. The mother's out of surgery and expected to survive, thank the Lord, according to KHOU-TV. Now, my friends, somebody decided to do really bad things with the gun, but somebody else stopped him. Had that third party had to have, had this been, we're all limited to machetes and knives, he would have had to put his life, it probably couldn't have saved, because he would have had to come within the range of the machete, chopping his own arms off or his head off in order to get close enough to try to stop this guy with a knife of his own. You see, firearms are what allow a small person, a woman, a weaker person, an elderly person. This is it's the great equalizer. It's how you can stop the evil without having to get so close to the evil that you yourself are going to end up irreparably harmed. All the better for Harris County and all the better for Texas. So there you have it. And look, I marked up this story about this Robert Cremo, this weird-looking little 22-year-old, or now I think it said 22, but now we know he was 21 years old in Highland Park. Robert Cremo or Cremo the Third. They've got him. They keep saying they hadn't arrested him yet or something. I don't know, but you look through this story, and I marked up a lot of it. You've seen the reports. It's he'd made all kinds of videos that are online, like Freedom, one called Freedom, where he mocks the whole idea of freedom and repeats freedom and appears to pronounce it as free-dom. And there's all kinds of stuff with this guy. There was somebody that shot at some cops, by the way, and hit them in Philadelphia at the fireworks show, and thankfully nobody was killed. You get these things, but you get politicians saying, we shouldn't have to live like this, family after family and community after community, forced to live with gut-wrenching pain of gun violence. That's a Democrat member of Congress from Pennsylvania. And I simply ask the question again, why is the focus on gun violence? Are you okay with families being beaten to death, stabbed to death, choked to death, poisoned to death, groups of people at events being run down by people in cars? What is it about the left that they will not talk about the culture we've become? The culture that breeds, you know, all this literally breeding babies out of wedlock where you feel like you have to abort so many of them. But breeding violence. They don't want to talk about the culture, do they? And when we do, oh boy, they jump on us, don't they? Why? Because the left has created this culture, ladies and gentlemen. Long live liberty, long live Texas, and may God bless us all. Adios, mis amigos.
Hear all the great Texas music Pratt on Texas is famous for by listening to the show on the air or by stream. 5 to 6 p.m. Central in Lubbock, tuned to 98.7 FM or 1420 AM on KWBF. In Abilene and the Big Country, tuned to 96.1 FM Q Country.